Philip Saint-Pierre, the Georgian Curia, today's date is 04/17/2025. The occasion is for Mr. Stephen Simmons. Simmons spells S-I-M-M-O-N-S. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is 08/16/1976. This is a 48-year-old gentleman here with chest pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week. He stated that he was doing some work around the house, moving some furniture around, lifting some heavy stuff, and now I started to have pain on the left lateral surface of his chest, which is worse with coughing and movement, period. Describe pain as crampy slash aching, rated pain 4/10. I said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies diaphoresis, denies shortness of breath. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history, denies tobacco use, drug use, he endorses alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, no family, no maternal or paternal parents with myocardial infarction at an early age, elevated blood pressure, diabetes, or cholesterol issues, period. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Heart score was used in evaluating this patient. Patient's heart score is 3. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. 140, blood pressure 149/96, pulse 100, respiration 18, pulse 88, temperature 97.8, period. Next paragraph, chest, tenderness, anterior surface of his lateral chest. Correction, tenderness in the anterior lateral surface of his chest on the left. No paradoxical motion. No respiratory distress. No use of accessory muscles. He has good inspiratory and expiratory effort with no adventitious sounds. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sign, no vascular prominence, no venous wave, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to mild obesity, no guarding, no rebunged, correction, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, no tenderness, bilateral calf, no edema, bilateral lower extremities, neurovascularly intact, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is atypical chest pain, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is sleep apnea, number 4 is chest wall pain, period. Next paragraph, please go back to review of systems. Patient indicated that his wife advised him that he snores and he will stop breathing during his sleep, and is interested in having a sleep study done, period. Back to assessment and plan. In the clinic today, we did the following. Labs, CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, T3, T4, PSA. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done to assess patients' cardiac ejection fraction and cardiac wall status. Ultrasound was unremarkable. His ejection fraction is 56%. All other organ systems were normal. Vasculature were normal. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done. X-ray reveals increased lung marking. However, there's no acute significant findings, period. Next paragraph. Please go back to review of systems. Patient reports bilateral shoulder pain. He stated that about a few months ago, he was in a storm and his roof was leaking, and a large container of water, he was picking it up and empty it as it is filled. And while doing so, injured his shoulder. He said he was having difficulty abducting both shoulders for a prolonged period of time, but with exercise it improved, but his left side is worse, period. He said he's interested in finding out what's going on with his shoulder. Please go back to a plan. An MRI was done to assess shoulders, rotator cuff status. Both shoulders will be evaluated. Next paragraph. Patient was referred to a local sleep study lab for a sleep study. Next paragraph. EKG was done today. EKG reveals no ST segment elevation, no XT segment depression. Narrow QRS, regular rate and rhythm. No Q waves, no depression, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication, nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams SL. He will take, in event he has chest pain, he will take one sublingual every 5 minutes, but do not exceed 3 dosage. Said he must come into, he was advised to come into the emergency room immediately if he has any more chest pain, period. He was also encouraged to purchase aspirin from over-the-counter, 81 milligrams, and take one daily, period. Patient was given strict return precaution to the clinic. Strongly encourage patients to go to the emergency room if symptoms return and we are closed, period. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.